Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Transatomon. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure : 2020, episode 40, Strike the Killer Shot. I'm May, and I'm joined by the lovely Quinn.
Hi.
And Evie can't make it, but she has sent her thoughts through, but we are joined by the equally lovely Chloe, or Chloe, as we call her.
Hello.
And I was lazy. I already made the image, and I will not be adding in Cutemon / Tutemon for Chloe for the logo, but she is here and she is with us. But I am just lazy and can't be bothered uploading the logo again because I decided to do it early for once, and I was like, oh, probably shouldn't have done that. But it hit me. But anyway, obviously there was no adventure episode last week because I want to say there was a sporting event in Japan.
Something, yeah. I knew it was a planned thing, but I'm glad it was not.
Yeah.
What I briefly thought was, oh, good, COVID just shut us down for an indeterminate amount of time.
No. Like, I knew that there was a week off, but I forgot that there was a week off, so I was kind of surprised, and I was like, oh, there's no Digimon. But yes, we're back this time, so that's exciting. And
it
I guess
out,
with that...
I was really glad for the extra sleep last week.
Yeah, me too. I was just like, I didn't hate the break. I mean, I released an episode anyway, which just talked about some news, like the key art, which we won't be talking about much, because I guess there are some spoilers in the image, but...
It's interesting.
It exists. Yeah. It is interesting. And obviously, if you wanted to hear my thoughts on it, just my thoughts, because it was just me. So if you just want to hear my thoughts on it, last week's episode. But also, it was a video one. But anyway, let's move on to the show. The episode starts with Agumon and Gabumon playing soccer with a coconut or something, and they're not very good. And then we see Taichi and Sora playing, and we find out they're both very good, and they seem to have some pretty good teamwork between them. Then Tentomon tackles Sora, and then he kind of just thinks it's odd that they can't attack in soccer, so it's kind of cute. And then Gabumon says that soccer is hard, and Agumon says the ball is their friend.
Also, which is, wow, playing with a coconut sounds difficult and bad.
How do they not, like, burst it open? Like,
they would break their foot so many times.
Yeah, like,
but with the Digimon, they have, like,
just really be hurt.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure someone headbutt it at some point? I feel like they should have.
Yeah, Agumon does a headbutt and it just vaguely, you know, hurts for a second.
Yeah,
which, okay, that's
Agumon. I think it must be like a digital world coconut, which has different physics, which is the only way I can explain why it can be used as a soccer ball.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens. So we find out that the others are relaxing. Mimi and Palmon has a leaf of thrones again. They're both on their leaf throne things, which is great. I'm really glad that we have those again. I love that. Clearly Palmon can just make all this stuff for Mimi to hang out on. I kind of adore that, and they have like little cups out, which is kind of a nice little throwback. And also
it's good stuff.
I think the writers just really like Mimi. I'm just getting this impression constantly.
Well, I mean, same, and good for them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, me too. Then the group of characters talk about how the only reason they have a whistle is because Joe brought it in case he encounters a bear in a mountain, which I guess this is just Joe's grinder journey, I guess. I don't have to deal with bears because I live in Australia and because I'm not on grinder. I made the joke. That's the same joke twice. But I don't think a whistle would help me from a bear.
So I can't recall. I think the idea is just that it's a loud noise that might scare them, which seems, you know, reasonable enough.
I'd be worried that it would summon them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have a bear summoning whistle. Anyway, before I make the same joke three times, we'll move on. So, Koshiro mentions how good Sora and Taichi's teamwork is, and then we have Tailmon, who appears to be watching out for danger. Which is kind of a nice sort of thing. She's just, like, allowing them to have a little bit of filler as a treat, but she's watching out for plot. But she's not Plotmon. Anyway, so I adore that Tika and Hikari just spend this episode just making, like, a little flower crown for Patamon, and that's basically all they do. I don't think either of them have lines.
No, at one point I was going to ask if Takaru appeared in this episode, and apparently yes.
Yes. Yeah, Hikari and Takaru do
the
appear.
The B-plot in this was...
There wasn't, really.
Why was it there? I mean, it was there long enough to establish that, oh yeah, some people just didn't go with for no reason. And they, that was it?
They argued about a fridge.
Did they ever even open the fridge?
No.
I think we're maybe setting that up for next week, which is, so kind of amazing.
Does a Digimental come out? I don't know. Oh my God, what is in the fridge? And then TK's like,
I think we just got a... what movie am I thinking of? Pulp Fiction it, and they open it and it glows, and then that's it.
Oh, yes. I spent the whole movie really hoping that I found out what's in that suitcase, but I didn't, but I wish I did, but I think that's definitely the point. But yeah, what about this fridge? The real fridge contents of the friends that we made along the way.
There we are.
I did it. I got there. Anyway, so suddenly there's a rumbling and a raising landmass that just floats above, and for a second I'm just like, oh, it's Eldoradimon. Nope, it's just literally a floating landmass, because that happens in the digital world now. Well, I guess it did in the floating continent from this earlier in the show. It just happens, whatever. Mm-hmm. And suddenly these bombs are shot out at the children, and Joe is the only one to point out that they should run. Like, nobody, everyone else is just sort of staring, and Joe's like, oh, we should run, and no one runs, no one even thinks about it. It's just really on, like, it is so, like, in character for Joe to be the only one who suggests, hey, this is scary, we should definitely consider doing a run. Anyway, so the bomb hits, and everyone is fine, and Agumon says it smells good, and we find out that the meteor bomb is actually a fruit, and Sora wonders if they can get more from the floating land. Then Beomon evolves, and Taichi and Agumon head off on Birdramon along with Sora, and it's we're separating again, but I guess kind like, of it's like, okay. It's a
pretty flimsy justification, and I was fine with it, but I thought the B-plot was going to not just kind of literally stop.
I think it would have been better if it was just, if we didn't get a B-plot, if we just didn't revisit what the other kids were doing, because if they were just sitting around.
Or come back to it in the last 5 seconds with the refrigerator showing up. That could have been wild, and at least sets up, oh, hey, here's what we're doing next week. Which is, I think, what the goal here was, but it was so poorly executed.
Oh, look, I hope it's setting up something, because that just makes that part worse. But, I mean, I know we've always said, oh, it's really nice how even though we get characters who are the focus of an episode, we still look at, like, we get to see what the other characters are doing. In this circumstance, just, like, they're kind of just arguing about, like, whether they should open the fridge or not, and then they argue about what type of fruit juice is the best. It's just kind of a little bit weird, like it breaks, they're very short, like, updates, so like 5 seconds of the other group, and then we jump back to the episode.
It's what we used to do with, oh, by the way, the real world is still in trouble.
Yeah, but it's about a fridge. Like, they could have just compiled all the activity with the other kids to, as you said, one segment at the end, or just before the end, or just as the other kids leave. I don't know, it felt weird, and it almost broke up the action a little bit too much. I don't know, it felt weird. Anyway, so then the fridge shows up, and the fridge shows up, and then we quickly jump to whatever Sora and Taichi's doing. So we have Sora being in a good mood because of Sokka, and she has basically more emotion than she's ever had in the entire show. So it kind of makes me feel bad. Like, has she just been, like, really depressed the whole time, and now she has endorphins, she feels actually happy?
I was briefly, like, super into this episode because Sora starts getting a character, and it feels good.
Yeah, and also the implication is just, like, she didn't have a character because she was depressed. Or at least that's how I read that scene.
I guess.
Like, she's able to play soccer now, and she got some endorphins, and now she's feeling good. And I was kind of like, aw, I feel bad for Sora.
I'm sort of here for it, but also, like, this is now the third character we're coming up with an explanation for why they didn't have a personality for 40 episodes.
Except for Mimi, who's always had a personality, and her personality is queen.
It's true.
Mm.
They had the budget for exactly one personality, and they spent it well, but, you know.
Joe has had a personality.
Occasionally.
And Koshiro.
He reads the news.
Yeah, but in the episode where he was just like, oh, I can't use my iPad for updates. Well, how am I going to be smart without my updates from the internet? And then he realizes he was smart the whole time. Like, I was definitely here for that.
Just reading updates from the internet.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's kind of like, he forgot the lesson that he learned. Which is like, a lot of episodes just like, we gradually just forget the lesson that we learned that caused us to evolve, so we can have the exact same realization when we evolve again. Uh-huh. It's weird. But that is also Digimon, to be fair. Like, they will have a character when they evolve, and then they won't have a character until they evolve again. And that's just and as I said, that's all of Digimon.
25 years, I expected them to have gotten better at it.
Yeah, well, they did Atmon. Atmon's good.
True.
I want more, like, more. I don't want a sequel to Atmon because I want it to just leave that as is, leave that good.
Yeah, but I would like more. If they're gonna do a sequel, I might like of the available options. It's Tamers or Atmon or Frontier. If you wanted to go real, real wild with it,
I want a Frontier reboot. I know I've said that a bunch, but, like, I feel like Frontier could do well.
Which was also part of the Frontier reboot.
Yeah, there's, like, every so often we have an episode where just, it feels like, this season feels the most like Frontier than any other season, which is unusual because they don't turn into Digimon in this one.
The bad guy from this episode was going to be Petaldramon for a minute.
Yeah, he does look like, Tropiamon does look like Petaldramon, and Petaldramon is, again, I know I mention this every time I can mention Petaldramon, but Petaldramon is the best Digimon I've ever seen in my life. Don't tell Edramon. Just because,
I don't know, he is Woodmon and the weird advice, always brush your teeth,
Arbomon, yeah.
Might be mine.
And it stays with Petaldramon.
Arbomon.
Because Petaldramon eats the burger and then he falls asleep. And then when he wakes up, he feels bad. And then his advice is, if you're going to eat, don't sleep straight afterwards. And I'm just like, oh, that's what I've been doing wrong.
Pretty good advice.
I love Petaldramon. Like, that was probably the best episode of Frontier with the Petaldramon. Anyway, we're talking about Frontier. So,
yep.
Instead of this episode. Anyway, so we get to see a new Digimon and it's Pomumon. So this Digimon just basically was released in a virtual pet. Yeah, I can talk about virtual pets again. Which actually came out like the other day, like the 17th of March, so 4 days ago. So this is a brand new release. This Digimon is a brand new Digimon. We saw it before when in like promotional art for this virtual pet, but it just came out the other day. It's a Wingardium, yay. And it's also a Dragonfruit, which is cute design. Love it so much. Love it more than anything else.
This is the point in the show at which Agumon reveals he is pretty okay with having done Vore.
Yeah. Well, everyone's okay with doing Vore.
Yeah, but, like, we've seen, you know, evil people Vore to evolve. But Agumon was just like, wow, that tastes good. Look, let's go get more. And acknowledged, so that fruit that I ate. And then just no one says anything. And it's pretty uncomfortable.
I would like to point out that the end of the episode has them flying off with fruit. And I'm just I really hope those aren't people.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, they use a coconut.
The children being implicated in this Vore is just, I don't know about it.
Yep, I'm pretty less than okay with them flying off with definitely former people as a food source.
I mean, unless they could just be normal fruit, but I wouldn't be taking any fruit from this floating island in the sky on the basis of what if they used to be people? Like, what if we just ate Genii? What if we just ate, Lotmon comes along like, oh, I actually discovered another holy Digimon. Yeah, well, yeah, Genii did. But what if Lotmon just comes along and says, oh, we found another holy Digimon currently inside Taichi's stomach.
Yep.
Whoopsie. Like, you can't vore the holy Digimon. Like, what if you just ate, like, a Zulongmon or something? Like, whoopsies. Like, it's made me not want to eat, like, fruit. I mean, obviously I don't have this worry, but, like, I feel bad enough if you eat an apple and all of a sudden, like, you look at the apple and there's, like, a worm in it.
When I was a kid, my mom didn't want me to eat this, like, really expensive Swiss cheese that she bought. So she told me that the holes in Swiss cheese were from where maggots were involved in the creation process. I was like, what the I didn't eat Swiss cheese for, like, 10 years.
I'm impressed.
But there is a type of cheese that
now after that.
I was, like, six. I just assume,
like, a lot of cheese is, like, made in really gross ways. Like, you don't want to learn about how
it made perfect sense.
You never want to learn how food is made. Like, dates kill wasps and stuff. Like, food is gross. Don't look into how any food is made. Like, I didn't know until I was a vegetarian that Parmesan cheese just contains, like, animal parts. Like, nah, good thanks. None of that. None of that ever again. Like, it just, yeah, things are gross, but these kids are definitely committing Vore on Digimon in this episode. I mean, they do at the start, so.
And they fly off with more Vore for later.
Yeah, like a little Vore as a treat. But also the other, the Taichi and Sora didn't let the other kids know, hey, don't eat that fruit.
That's
so
right. I never brought it up. Oh gosh.
The fruit that arrived, like the meteor bomb thing, the other kids probably just ate.
Oh no.
Like this, how many episodes in this season have somewhat, like, I mean, I know Digimon have always been like, okay, they kind of fight to survive, survival of the fittest, whatever, they eat, they're real animals, they eat to survive sort of thing, but I feel like this season has really turned it up to 11, where it's like, the plot of most episodes is just like, Digimon gotta eat, like, last episode was a little bit weird, like, Potamon is potato, but is also eating potato, then we had the Mimi's episode where the rock Digimon was eating the smaller rock Digimon. We're just like eating Digimon every week now.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? I'm just kind of like, it was a joke at the start, but now it's just like, oh, how are we gonna find out which Digimon we can eat this time? It's just weird.
So, like I said, they're really leaning heavily into the evolution idea, and I'm sort of here for it, except we haven't developed that into anything more than look at all the Vore in 40 episodes.
Yeah, like none of the Digimon evolved because of eating. They just ate because they felt like turning these Digimon into fruit and eating them, or at least harvesting them or keeping them there.
This episode really, it was an okay episode, really drives home for me how much it feels like the plot just started.
Yeah, it very much just like 20 episodes of this you could just skip. Like, sure, there was plot, there were episodes, but despite most of it not being filler, yeah. Which is weird because it was like in Frontier, how we don't have any real, like, we have like maybe one or a half of a filler episode in all of Frontier, but a lot of it doesn't even matter. And it's the same with this season. It's just like, yeah, it's not filler, but I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, like, and clearly the writers didn't either, which is why they're just like, oh, right, we should invent a reason why Sora didn't talk for 40 episodes. I guess she missed soccer.
Yeah.
Should have done as a callback? When Sora needed to cut all the fruits to save people's lives, she should have brought out her trusty knife.
Yes.
She was a knife lesbian.
Why didn't she? Yeah, but the thing is, we haven't had, like, I don't think, since maybe the first episode where Taichi mentioned how he knew Sora, and I think Taichi's mother remembering that another character exists, and he was like, she recognized Sora or something. We haven't really known that Sora and Taichi used to play soccer together or anything, or that she likes soccer even, really.
Yeah,
like,
this
I
is
feel
the
like
first
these flashbacks
episode where
could
we
have been
are
played
establishing
earlier.
That they were friends.
Yeah, and really, like, giving us flashbacks, and that they were friends from an early age. Like, they are maybe even younger than Hikari and Takaru in those flashbacks. They look like maybe they're 6 or 7. So I feel like those flashbacks could have worked really well if we had them earlier in the show as well as this episode, because it's almost like we're developing a character, or that Sora has a character. But yeah, anyway, back to the plot. So we have suddenly some random lasers attacking, and Pomon says it's Thropiamon's venom, and it's another new Digimon from the newly released Pendulum Z that came out the other week, which is super exciting. It's nice to see these new Digimon. It's just nice to see them have designs from old Digimon as well as new Digimon, and also I really like Wind Guardians. They're great. And also, it's a dinosaur plant friend. I love. Did not realize that Thropiamon was so big, though. But I'm very excited. We see that Flymon drop the Pomamon into the tropical pitcher-esque plant things, and then they get eaten, and then this sprouts a fruit which the children were wanting to eat earlier, and we just learn that this whole thing is just Vore again. Meanwhile, the other children are debating what to do with the fridge, and then we immediately go back to Taichi and Sora. Like, we have, like, the kids discussing something, and then we just go back to the other plot, which happens a lot.
So I'll be honest, when the island first appeared, I thought we were just bringing back Eldoradimon and Leomon, and I was gonna be like, wow, that was impressive, and then no. Apparently there are just more floating islands around.
Yeah, me too. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's just Eldoradimon, but it's not. It's just a floating landmass that happens. Yeah, and I'm just like, they definitely died. Like, I can't see how they wouldn't die from
they
that.
They are standing in the crater from where the refrigerator landed. It should have killed them so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I love then, how the fruit falling created a big old crater that just conveniently stopped right at their feet. But then they were standing in the crater when the much larger refrigerator fell, and the refrigerator just kind of got wedged in there gently.
Yep.
Without any crater
creation just,
or anything.
The fruit was even fine.
Yeah. It landed in a beautiful way that it didn't create. It just sort of landed perfectly wedged in the no other
crater.
For
sure, it told
created.
Me a lot about the physics of how the ISS would fall out of the sky. They stopped caring about physics.
Yeah, well, they stopped caring about physics quite a lot in this series. Sometimes they explain it away in a way that I'm just kind of like, okay, whatever, that's fine, at least you explained it. And other times, just like the Eldoradimon falling from the sky episode, where we're just falling for a half an hour and just sort of hanging out. Matt's hair doesn't even move. Tai Chi's does, but Matt's doesn't. And then we have Metal Marmimon that are metal, but also balloons or something. I don't know. Anyway. So we're back to Tai Chi and Sora, and we learn that the Pomon were all living here peacefully, and then the Flymon and Tropiomon showed up and began turning them into fruits and committing Digivore. And then Pomon says that she wants to save everyone and take the jungle back, and Sora says that she will help. Biomon evolves to Bergamon, and Agumon evolves to Greymon, and then to Metal Greymon because he needs to fly, I guess. Then back to the fridge. The other children are now arguing about juice, and Koshiro is talking while everyone else ignores and talks over him. And then we go back to the other characters. It's constant, just back and forth. We have them for 5 seconds, and then we're back to the other characters. So Bergamon and Metal Greymon fight with Tropiomon, who I love Tropiomon so much, and I love Pomomon. I love Pomomon, but I'm still cheering for the bad guy just because I love to see Tropiomon. Just really pretty. I love this pretty fruit, dragon, dinosaur friend I love so much. Anyway, so Metal Greymon gets hit and he falls into the tropical pitches, and so does Tai Chi, and he sprouts into a Metal Greymon shaped fruit, which is oddly adorable. And then Tai Chi also becomes a fruit because I guess he wanted to be vored for the second time in this season. It just keeps on happening.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Bergamon evolves to Garudamon because Tai Chi is going to be vored, and then Sora comes up with a plan to rescue Tai Chi. Pomomon tries to fly on her own, and it's precious because she's not very good at it, and I will also die for Pomomon. Pomomon's so cute.
Yeah.
Then Garudamon is fighting, and then Pomomon falls and fails to fly while Sora is climbing, but Pomomon's still determined to save her friends. And then Flymon shows up, and I love watching Garudamon attack because it's just Shadow Wing, and then she will just show Yuken the bad guy. It's just like, her attacks are just like magic powers, but also fisticuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't think we really had this in the original. I think it was just Shadow Wing and is Big Bird, but no actual fighting. And I kind of love the hand-to-hand combat that we have from Garudamon.
Mm-hmm.
Pomomon flies away while Sora uses her whistle to distract Flymon. And then Pomomon rescues another one, but they both say that flying is tough. It's adorable. And then Sora starts having flashbacks to when she was a kid playing soccer with Tai Chi, and Tai Chi got knocked over by another kid, but he never gave up. And Sora says that she shouldn't give up either. And then Garudamon, meanwhile, is also saying that Sora would never give up, so she shouldn't either. And then I don't know if we get like a shadow of Ho-Omon in this moment, because it just looks like her shadow wing. But it could also have a face in it that looked like the Phoenixmon face. I don't know. It's very cool, though. And then we have Flymon about to attack Sora, but the Pomomon gang up on the Flymon and defeat it, which is kind of cool. And then Sora rescues Tai Chi, and they are both able to rescue Metal Greymon. Tai Chi then passes a coconut, which I'm fairly certain at this point is another Digimon, and then he passes to Sora, who kicks it into the air. And then the Pomomon attack the coconut for some reason. They all attack Tropiomon. Which is weird, because I'm fairly certain Tropiomon is only a perfect level, but we need a bunch of child-level Digimon and 2 perfect-level Digimons to beat him or something? I don't know. And then everyone says that Sora is awesome, and we get nice pencil artwork finisher, which is really nice to see. I think we've only had it, like, maybe twice at this point, which I wish that we had it more. It's just a really nice way to finish off an episode. And we have all the character just holding fruit as they wave goodbye to Pomomon, which I'm just like, bye, we took some of your friends.
Yeah, we're keeping
like, why?
Yeah, we have seen no evidence that these fruit can exist without a Digimon as input.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, maybe in the whole digital world, okay, that's fine. A fruit does exist that's normal, but we have on this island,
variety.
I think we've established. Yeah, yep. This specific island, I'm fairly certain only like makes fruit from trees from Digimon that fall into the pitcher, the tropical pitcher fruit plants. It's just, like, these are also real, like, obviously not the turning people into fruit thing, but those tropical pitcher plants are real plants. They're called tropical pitchers, or they have an actual long name, which I can't pronounce, an orc, I can't remember what it's called, but they're super cool. They're just another sort of, like, Venus flytrap kind of thing, but it's just basically a big, like, hole that you kind of fall in, and you go nom, kind of noms, you kind of, like, has the acid. Super cool, doesn't turn you into a fruit, is not this big, but, I mean, they can exist to be pretty big, but not like huge enough to, like, just completely devour a Metal Greymon. Anyway, so that's pretty cool. They definitely took away some Digimon at the end of the episode, though.
Yep.
And then we get the encyclopedia. Yep. As a little, we had to commit a little vore as a treat. So then in the Digimon Encyclopedia, we learn about Marine Angemon, and I'm actually kind of disappointed by what Koshiro says, because Koshiro just wonders what the Holy Ring is and says he'll ask Marine Angemon about it, and I honestly expected him...
Tailmon's right there.
Yeah, also, yeah, Tailmon has one, but also I wanted him, and I also just was 90% sure that he was just going to say, I'm going to talk to Kabuterimon about why he doesn't have one. I don't know, something just like that, like... Why, or Kabuterimon saying, I wish I had a holy ring, or something like that. I don't know, it didn't feel as good as the other ones, because we didn't mention Kabuterimon. But also, I just really love Kabuterimon. Alright, now that we've discussed the synopsis, let's discuss the discussion. So, what were our highlights for this episode?
Sora got to have a personality.
Yeah, she did. And I know that, like... You know, I can't just judge this episode judging by the entire season. The entire season should have given her a personality before this. But if we just talk about this episode in a vacuum, it was kind of... I did almost appreciate it how... And this is just the way I understood it and just the implications that I got from it. But that Sora has been depressed throughout this season. And maybe I'm looking too into it. But because she did something she really liked, which is soccer, and she got some endorphins... She's actually happy, and the reason she's been kind of withdrawn and she looks kind of emotionalist for 40 episodes is because she was actually sad. Because, you know, she can't do what she loves, or maybe she's just sad without it.
This problem predates going to the digital world to some extent, but you will take it.
Yeah, like, I'll just take a little bit, just sort of like, just because it makes it seem a little bit better. And, yeah, I didn't mind this episode. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be, because Sora episodes don't typically stand out that much. Like, they're kind of, in this season at least, a little bit average, because I don't think the writers particularly care about Sora.
No,
because
not at all.
She doesn't have a character, she doesn't seem to have much emotion. And I'm willing to just accept that she was just depressed and that was why she seemed that way. And actually that makes it sound...
They care about her so little she's allowed to have a parent.
Yeah, well, and that was another bit. We have a character. It wasn't much, but I grasp at straws here. I will appreciate the tiniest bit of information that they gave me that she has a character, and that's like her mum was strict and seemed to be the only one who actually cared that her child disappeared for like a week. It happened. Anyway, any other highlights? I like Pomimon and Tropiomon.
Yeah, the new Digimon were pretty sick. What was the whistle about?
The whistle was, they used it for playing soccer, but it was actually Joe's bear whistle or something.
And it also helped lure away the Flymon?
It was a very Chekhov's whistle, but it never really did anything.
It's also definitely not a soccer whistle.
Yeah, and it's weird that it wasn't Hikari's whistle.
It kind of looked and almost sounded more like a dog whistle than anything else.
Yeah, which sort of makes sense with what they did with it. But anyway, yeah. That's neither a highlight nor a lowlight, just a weird thought that occurred to me. Mm-hmm.
It might be dumb, but I did kind of like just watching them play soccer for a bit, because I know very little about soccer, but a couple of my former roommates are super into it, so I just get to, like, analyze how supposedly poorly they're playing soccer and try to feel smart about it, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, like, the soccer animation was cute.
But they used a bunch of, like, accurate terminology in it, at least in the subtitles that we
watched. Oh, yeah, like... many Japanese people are super into soccer, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
Fair enough.
And it was also just really nice seeing the kids do something, like, kind of just look like they were having fun. It was, that was, right? That was pleasant.
Oh my god, Ikakuman as a goalie was maybe my favorite little thing.
Yes, okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That is not really related to a highlight that branches into a different intellectual property, but being able to see, say, do you see how diesel this goalie is? for the Neo-Yokia reference was also excellent.
Yep. No, this was fine. My highlight was this was a pretty okay episode, and my low light is I wish this were episode 8.
Oh yeah, if this was episode even, like, yeah, in the first 10, this would have been a great sort of setup and introduction to her character, because we haven't had a character for 40 episodes.
Yeah, like, it would be a 5 and at that point.
Oh yeah, definitely. If this was just, like, if the episodes that we've had to give them their evolution silhouette sort of thing, and that's what I'll call them, have been, like, you know, the first chunk of episodes that we had, like, in the first 10 episodes, where we're just, like, meeting the characters, that would be pretty good. Except for, like, Mimi's episode was pretty good, like, her introduction episode of her being a queen, that is fine, you can keep that one, I prefer that. And I guess Joe's was pretty okay, too.
Yeah, but on average, I think you could cut a lot of them, and, like, you know, even though Takaru sort of has a personality now, he still doesn't really have a personality most episodes.
Hey, he made flower crowns for Patamon this episode. That is important.
That's true. That's fair. I don't know.
That was cute.
I'm glad we got something.
That Tailmon is... Yeah, I'm glad we've got something too. I'm glad that Tailmon is still mentioning that there's plot happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tailmon is, like, the only person who still cares about the plot.
It's one line an episode, but it's cute. Like, it's like a... I mean, I know I often reference this, but it's like in episode... Like, in the last chunk of episodes of Atmon, we had, like, a filler episode where it was a crossover with Digimon, with Agumon just showing up. Like, it was just... Turns out Digimon Adventure was just a mobile app in the Atmon universe, which was great. And we have Ray, who's one of the characters, say, hey, don't we have, like, you know, the big bad to fight? And Haru just, like... Digimon, Agumon, yay! It's adorable.
Good stuff.
And I will always reference that, just sort of like, oh, we have someone pointing out that there's plot to have, and I think Ray just sort of leaves. I think Ray's just going to say, I'm going to go do some plot while y'all have fun with your filler. Like, it's cute. But I have, like, a few highlights, but yeah, it's mainly just, I love the Digimon that show up. I like that we're actually giving Sora an almost personality. But yeah, you're right. A low light would be this episode could have been episode 8, or in the first 10 episodes, just as a bit of introduction. Because otherwise it's 40 episodes, and we now know something about Sora.
Exactly. And that's my main issue is, God, we spent a lot of the show doing things that no one wanted.
Yeah. Do you want to move on to lowlights? Do we have any more? I actually don't have that many lowlights.
Yeah, we sort of slipped into lowlights about 10 minutes ago, and I guess that's fine.
Any lowlights?
I don't understand why Sora had to kick a coconut at the big bad and then have it get blasted on by all of the little rapid seed things.
It was a little much.
Yeah, it was. But I'm just glad that they were part of something.
A child outright attack a Digimon. But I haven't watched much Digimon, so that might not be that out of the ordinary.
It happens. Oh, it definitely... This was the first time it's been in any way, you know, useful. Occasionally you'll see things like a character with a stick attacking a Digimon that's about to, you know, kill their partner or whatever, but
okay.
This is the first time very common... they're usually involved in the final attack, I think. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's common to have, like, maybe a baby Digimon, like, do a bubble blow attack at the bad guy and do nothing. And that motivates, like, the main character to fight because the babies are fighting, or it's like a poo monster Digimon who's fighting, and they're like, hey, I'm motivated because someone really weak is still trying, so I should try too, and then there's an evolution and they win. And that's, like, a lot of episodes, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. It's, I would say, an average episode of Digimon.
Yeah, just like, we get, the main character gets motivated by a weaker character, or a strong character dying, in the case of Leomon.
Fair. But yeah, I don't know, the coconut soccer ball is still one of the weirder decisions they made this entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they did, like, I don't know, I wish they kind of, like, somehow established that they weren't eating Digimon when they took the fruit away at the end.
Sure do.
But, like, you know, that's... I'm going to assume they don't mean they are Digimon that they are eating right now. But the other kids definitely ate the Digimon because...
Uh-huh.
We didn't see... After the refrigerator dropped, we didn't see the other fruit anymore. I'm just assuming that they just ate that fruit.
Yep. Yep. Soylent Digimon.
Basically, that was my thoughts the whole episode. So, are we ready to move on to favorite character?
Sure.
Mine was almost Pomamon, but I felt like I should give it to Sora because it was her episode. And
I feel like Sora earned it. She was definitely the best character this episode to me.
Yeah, which is good because it was her episode. And Chloe, yeah. I will also ask you, and I will put it in its own column.
Oh, sorry. If this is a spreadsheet thing you do, then don't let me throw you off or anything.
No, but, I still want to put it down.
I'll just chip this in regardless then, yeah.
Chloe's chip in!
Yeah, woo! Well, I don't even know if I really have enough material for a whole Chloe's chip in today, but
it's a tiny Chucky.
Sora kind of killed it today, and I want to see her on the cover of FIFA 2020 and then implicated for tax fraud in 2023.
That is you the best what? Thing ever.
That's a really solid plan for Sora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now I will scroll up for Eevee's evals. And Eevee chose Takaru because he did not care what's going on in the slightest. Because he was just making the flower crown, which is valid.
She? Mm-hmm. Oh, because he Takaru. Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay, we can edit that. Me dumb.
And then it's okay. It is late. And then for rating, I probably gave it too high again because I just enjoyed this episode. I gave it a 4. I like this episode.
Yeah.
Quinn, what are you giving it?
I'm gonna give it a 3.5. It was good, but it could have been better.
Yep, which is reasonable. And Chloe?
Oh gosh. If I had to give it a score out of 10, I'd probably also be right around the 4 range. Like, it was fine.
It's a score out of 5.
Out of 5. Okay, I'd give it, like, maybe a 3 or something then.
Okie dokie. And for Eevee's evals, she has given it... she said while watching it, it was around 3.5. But with more time to think, it is really just a 2. So Eevee did not seem to enjoy this episode as much as I did, but it's fine. I enjoy every episode probably more than I should. And, Eevee has also provided her overall notes, which I will read out before we move on to the ranking. So she says that Sora finally got an episode, yay! But then they went and made it about soccer, so it was just a cast-off repeat of Original Adventures episode where Ty was a bad team player, only without any of the actual character development, because Ty T is actually perfect this time. Best part of the episode is when Ty nearly got bored again by becoming fruit. If they're going to do a Sora episode making it about Ty T, it's not the way to do that, nor is it making about her not giving up, because then it might as well be a Ty T episode again. And yeah, that's a reasonable assessment. I also kind of was like, oh yeah, it is like in the Skull Greymon episode where we have the backstory about them playing soccer, but Tai Chi doesn't pass. And in this one, it's like the opposite. It turns out Tai Chi always passes, and that's kind of like his thing. He always, like, he's like the turnabout football player. I don't know. There's
Up again the same thing of, okay, so we've already done all the character development that we did in Adventure and aren't really doing any new developments. So we've just kind of been standing still.
Yeah. And, at least, I mean, I did like that at least Sora rescued Tai Chi. Like, Tai Chi was kind of...
Yeah, Tai Chi was dead.
Yeah. Which is why I liked the episode. But having said that, moving on to ranking, I put it, like, in the middle. I put it in, like...
Yeah.
Well, like, just the top part of the middle. So, like, I put it in 16th place. So, like, the top third... just near the middle mark, because I liked this episode, but it was definitely okay. It's not the best episode, it's not the worst episode, so it's definitely, it is in my middle of the ranking. And Quinn, where are we putting this episode in your ranking?
Let me see here. So I think I'm going to put it between 5 and 27 above To a New Continent.
So between 5 and 27. So you have also basically put that in the middle, which I feel like is a good spot
it was a, for it. Was it was a solid, so... fine, nothing episode.
Yeah, so 21st place. So yeah, in the middle. And then for Eevee's evals, she's put it at 30, she says around 36th place between 19 and 25. So, where am I? I'm looking at the overall. Where is 19 and 25? I've gone blind. I should have just looked for 30. Yeah, between 19 and 25, I have found it, and that's why I'm clicking, clacking at the keyboard. And, yeah, so that's, yeah, 36th place. And then, in terms of our overall ranking, it got a 9.5, which means that it's between episode 24 and 27, which I have now found, which puts it, like, in the bottom half of our overall ranking. It puts it in 28th place. And that is where it is. So, do we have any miscellaneous thoughts while I'm getting up our questions?
I wish that this were not an above average episode.
Yeah.
I wish that I could watch an episode of Digimon Adventure : without having nipple lasers.
Just yeah. One. Or like without Vore. Like I feel like we've definitely done the whole Vore thing being a thing. We've done the Vore thing
a lot. And then yeah, the Metal Greymon nipple lasers are a lot. And then sometimes instead they are missiles with teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would actually kind of appreciate if Ty just went off and had some B-plot while the other characters kind of got to do a thing.
Like, yeah.
Like, if it was just, like...
Ty should go off, do a B-plot, get captured, and then, you know, be out of action for an episode.
Yeah. And just have other characters do a thing. But I did like how Sora seemed to have a character, but again, it felt very much late in the show.
Yeah. So, I mean, and again, this was an amount of character that... Had this been, you know, her introduction or maybe her second real episode would have been great. And it is so too little too late because now we're introducing a character in episode 40.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, like, how hard must it be to be vegan in the digital world? Because we know potatoes come from an animal.
Yeah.
We know that now fruit is actually just eating a Digimon. Like, it's not just a Digimon product. It's made from Digimon. Like, how do you vegan in this world?
I suspect that you kind of don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say even sand's not safe because, like, I'm sure some Digimon has died and become the dust and became the sand and then they eat the sand. I don't know, something like that.
Okay, Mufasa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. Now on to questions. So this is for episode 39, which feels like 5 years ago, but that's sort of the thing that's been happening since 2020. Just like, time doesn't work anymore. So first up, we have SleekEmu7, who says, kind of a boring episode. Then again, the series has way too much going on and that it becomes boring. But this episode is a good type of boring. Hope the season gets a little bit better. Yeah, I hope so too. I also liked the potato episode. But yeah, it was... boring-ish, but I still liked it. Next, we have Rashik, who says that they love how the solution to the main problem of the episode was we can make things other than fries with potatoes. The moral of the episode is the same thing that they've been telling people since forever. Potatoes are the most versatile in the world. Yep, totally agree. You can do so many things with potato. Then they have a question, which is, where does the burger meat come from? They've never seen a digicow. If there was, wouldn't it become data before you butcher it? In the original series, they ate fish that were clearly fish and not Digimon. What are they eating? Well, we just saw Digimon become fruit, so...
You don't know.
I'm assuming...
Meat grows in the ground. Duh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Meat is vegan. That's how you become vegan. I forgot that... Yeah, in Digimon world...
hamburgers.
Yeah, if you are a vegan in the digital world, you can only eat meat. Because it just grows in the ground.
Yeah.
Thanks, this Digimon. This makes
me want to flip off guard and walk slowly backwards into hell.
You mean Yggdrasil? As a vegetarian.
Sure. Yeah. Or homeostasis. Why would you maintain this?
Yeah. Next we have Christopher, who says, for a Burger and Fries episode dealing with Joe, this was very entertaining seeing the group finally have some time to relax and not get split up. And also they liked the callbacks to the Digimon reference and also reminded them of season 4. They love to see that Angelmon helped out in the battle, kind of disappointed we didn't get Zudamon Mega Silhouette, but they did see Joe using the hammer with his crest glowing, and that was cool. And then we have Palmon finally got her hamburger. So that, yep, I liked last episode, which is a lot of nice things. Next we have Milton, who says the new ending theme is cute, and seeing the Digidestined in their pajamas is also adorable.
Yeah, would agree.
Which I agree with. I liked it more this week. It definitely grew on me, but I do like the animations. The animations are always very cute. Next, we have Child Emperor, who says either Yamato is super strong or Takeru is extremely light, and that they doubt an 11-year-old can just lift and hold an 8-year-old up in the air, just like that. An 8-year-old should feel pretty heavy to an 11-year-old. Then again, Takeru does look like he's 4 years old. Maybe he weighs just as much as a 4-year-old. What do you think?
Have you seen Takeru's legs?
Yeah, I mean, like, his head is the biggest part of his body. But also, I feel like I've seen kids lifting up younger kids before. Like, I feel like...
I mean, like, it's when you're that... doable, but yeah, it would take some effort.
Yeah, maybe Yamato is just really, really strong. Then, lastly, we have Ritster, who says that, or asks that, rather, why did half of the group hang back in the beginning? Because it happens in Digimon, happened this episode,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because we're trying to limit the number of voice actors we have to pay.
And then they continue to say, we see that half went in and had eat hamburgers and fries, but none of them decided to go back and tell them, yo, free food, especially Taichi. He has a sister he needs to feed. Yeah, Taichi, I think, has a problem where he forgets that his sister exists whenever she's not on the screen, and it's the same with their mother. That
whenever
just sort of
Hikari's
happens.
Whenever Hikari's on screen, people should be saying, where's Hikari, but they're not.
But they don't, because they don't remember she exists. Like, I would be so on board if we just had a quick shot of what's ever happening in the real world, and we just have Taichi's mother just... not knowing that she has children. She's just sitting there going, wow, I can't believe I never had children. Or
yeah,
something
please,
like that. I'd be so on board for that.
Next
real
world update should just be Taichi's mom watching the news and not commenting on either of them.
Like, she thinks she's a Christmas cake. She's just like, well, my husband, I don't seem to have a husband here. Don't seem to have children. I must be a Christmas cake. And she's going out partying. I don't know. I'd be on board for that. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. And of course, you can join us next time for when we cover episode 41, Mon Mon Park in the Fog. Do we have any predictions?
Honestly, no. I didn't even watch the preview, so...
I bet there's going to be fog.
Yeah. I watched the preview, and I don't know what's going to happen in the next episode. I'm assuming it's a Takeru episode, which I'm actually kind of interested to see where we'll go with that. Like, will we get a silhouette of Angemon? Will we get a silhouette of Holy Angemon? Will we get a silhouette of any other Digimon he could evolve into? I don't know. Like, it just...
I'm here for it. I'm interested to find out.
Yeah, like, it's actually kind of cool. Also, there's some cool Digimon that appeared to be showing up in the preview. Like, that's all I can really tell from the preview. Like, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
I will be curious to see if at any point Pegasusmon evolves, or if we just get Angemon back first.
Yeah. Well, the show has put Pegasusmon as a question mark, question mark, question mark, but the Digivice toy put him as an armor level. So, I'd be really interested to see what we'll be doing. If we're going to get Angemon again in, or we're going to get a silhouette of Angemon or something, or if we're just not going to get a silhouette at all. It's a TK episode, but with no evolution silhouette.
But I'd be surprised if we didn't get something.
Yeah.
They're developing
kind
the mechanics
hopeful.
Finally, so I feel like this is the place to do it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm on board for this. Yeah. The Takeru episode that we last had, which was the Pegasusmon one, I think we all rated very high. Like, overall, Soaring Hope, the Pegasusmon episode, is our top rated episode.
Yeah.
It was, like, Quinn and I both had it in second place, Evie had it in first place. It's our top rating episode, so I hope it's as good as that episode, because it's nice when we have good episode. It is nice when we enjoy talking about Digimon.
Yeah.
But this episode, I enjoyed talking about this episode. The fruit one, even if it was a little bit too much, like, how much vore are we committing this time? Mm-hmm. Any other predictions or thoughts?
I don't think so.
All right, now let's see if I can read the outro without flubbing. So the link dump's linked in the description, and so is our Redbubble. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us to lostintransdeshmon@gmail.com to, you know, send us spam. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on our website, which is lostintransdeshmon.com. You can also follow us at Transdeshmon on Twitter. And you can also find us at Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and also we have one in the Digimon subreddit. We'd appreciate it if you could review us on any podcast catcher that you have, so iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever it's called now. If you can leave a review, leave it, and if I see it, which I hopefully would, I will read it out in our questions/postmonpat segment. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. That gets you access to a listed Discord server, but there are higher levels with more rewards such as notes, early episodes, raw episodes, and more. And thank you to our current supporters on Patreon, Joe, Stephen Rees, who's Wildwing64, an archive of our own, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who you can follow on Twitter at Chisai236, Kyle, Lismet, who's a Lekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Metal Maimon, Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, our Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast, Silverheadfreak25, Magnus, Lucas, Blindman, JCmon05, and Patrick. You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. Or you can also donate to my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/airdraw. I did not breathe the entire outro. I am very much out of breath, but I did it without flubbing, but I'm going to breathe now.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
I can breathe again. Okay, so thank you for joining me, my wonderful, lovely hosts, Quinn and Chloe. I pronounced Chloe and Chloe at the same time just then, so give me a round of applause for that. Quinn, where can we find you?
You can look me up on the Twitters, at RealYubiko, or you can show up to my class on Monday.
If they did, imagine they did just show up and like, oh, Quinn, we know you from the Digimon.
So I mentioned Digimans. In class once that I used to do a little bit of streaming, and one of my students emailed me to be like, oh yeah, I actually like caught some of your old charity streams. I was like, oh.
Aw.
Well, that's wild. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
I like that. And Chloe, where can we find you?
The main place people can find me, I guess, would just be on the Lost in Translation Mon Discord server. I try not to tweet, Yay. So don't look for me there.
Yay! And also, you can't say chitter, it's just Twitter, so. And I can't make Discord a chir pun either.
Yeah.
But yes, of course, thank you both for joining me. And of course, we also have Evie, who you can all listen to us again. If you are not sick of our voice, you can listen to us on the Moncast, which is a Digimon and Pokemon podcast. And you can also, of course, follow Evie on Twitter. There we are. I did my flub of the episode. And she is at Evie Patamon on Twitter. But of course, if you want to listen to our voices, we're also on the Moncast, which is at the Moncast on Twitter. So thank you both for joining me, and thank you y'all for listening, and we will see y'all in the next episode. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye.